Private schools like Narden Academy in Buffalo and the Park School in Amherst are usually rivals, competing to recruit students. But right now, they're united in opposition to a new regulation proposed by the State Education Department.
What this rules change suggests is an unnecessary redundancy that is not helpful for either the Park School community or for the Amherst School District, who would become responsible for our oversight.
If it was an added value, I assure you that we would be open, as members of the Western New York educational community would be open. There is no piece of our ability to deliver excellence in education that can be served.
That was head of the Park School, Jeremy Besch, and Narden Academy president, Marcia Sullivan. They spoke at a press conference Tuesday, along with State Senator Chris Jacobs, who's opposed to the policy change.
We're here today to say to the State Board of Regents and State Ed, please take a step back, be more thoughtful about this. This is an example, really, of a solution in search of a problem where there really isn't a problem.
The State Education Department declined WBFO's interview request, but the May press release announcing the proposed rule says state law requires students attending non-public schools to receive substantially equivalent instruction to that received in district schools. The private school leaders say they actually provide higher quality education compared to districts, and that they already adhere to rigorous accreditation processes that are signed off by the state. Dr. Stuart Chen is interim head of school at Christian Central Academy in Williamsville.
On the one hand, I almost feel like saying, okay, you want to come in and check us out? Bring it on. Bring it on.
A public comment period on the proposed rule remains open now through September 2nd. The New York State Board of Regents is expected to consider the policy change this fall. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.